Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt, das Ahalis, Perik Tess, Mischne, Yud, Aleph. Heuse, Muta, Al-Sida, Be'avir. Once again, in this Mishnah, the Kaveris is laying on its side, not standing upright. It's on the ground. But, Be'avir, Avir means ear. It's in the open air. If you stood next to this Kaveris laying on the ground and you looked up, you would see the sky. And there's a Kazayis of a mace under it that was placed underneath it. Oyal Gaba, or on top of it, a Zakhda Mishnah. Kolshu Kenegar Zayis. Again, anything that's in a straight line with this Zayis of mace. Tachtel Vagaba. Whether the Tum is underneath and the Keli is on top, or the Tum is on top and the Keli is underneath. But if it's in a straight line, the din is Tomei. Because being that this is a functioning kaveres, it's a keli, and if it's a keli, it cannot block the tumah. But v'chol she'enoi k'neged hazayis, whatever is not directly in the straight line of the kazayis, let's say the kazayis is on top, and underneath taka you have a keli, but it's pushed off to the side a little bit, or the other way around, the kazayis of the mace is underneath. And on top there's taka, a keli, but it's not mamish in the straight line, or toicha, for that matter, a keli that is inside the kaveres, even if it is mamish in the direct line of the kazayas of the maze, in all these cases, tohar. Remember, the kaveres itself cannot become tummy, it's too big. The only thing is, it can't block tummy, because it's a functioning kaveres. But what's inside stays tohar. Bisoicha, but if the kazayas of the maze is inside the kaveres, then hakol tummy, everything is tummy. Everything means everything that's inside. The kaveres, of course, would be tummy. The keli that's inside the kaveres together with the tumah. And any keli that is on top or underneath the kaveres. So the kazayas inside means the whole kaveres is full of tumah. And once again, being that it's not an oil to block the tumah, so the whole inside is full of tumah. That whole inside goes straight up and that whole inside goes straight down. That means anything on top and anything underneath will become tummy. So once again, chazing over our Mishnah, we have here a kaveres that's in the courtyard or in a garden. There's no oil there. We're also not talking about tummy in a house here because there's no house. It's in the airspace. So a kazayas on top or a kazayas on the bottom, meaning a kazayas of a mace, will be metame anything in a straight line. What's inside is spared. The keli does protect itself because it is big enough. But it can't block tumma. That's why if there's tumma underneath, the keli on top would become tummy. Or the other way around, if there's tumma on the top, the keli underneath would become tummy. But if there's tumma inside the kaveres, then the entire kaveres fills with tumma. And because it can't block tumma, so anything on top, whether it's in a straight line or not, or anything on the bottom, whether it's a straight line, will become tummy. But once again, as long as the tumma is outside, any keli inside will stay tahar, whether it's in the direct line of the tumah on top or on the bottom or not, because this keli can't protect what's inside it.